why we teach our students to be creative thinkers, because creative thinking can be your superpower. ECU, creative thinkers made here. Search ECU and apply now.
If you marked an X on the map of Perth for every investment property managed by Exceed Property Management, there'd be so many X's you'd be hard-pressed to read the map. That's because station sponsor Exceed Real Estate are one of Perth's largest and most successful property managers. Exceed delivers exceptional service, excellent performance, and extraordinary reliability. In property management, X means Exceed Real Estate. Life is better with Exceed.
Pentanet is building a world-first gigabit internet network, and they need you to make it a reality. Join Operation Nexus to do your gigabit and save Perth from ordinary internet. Register for free at pentanet.com.au/nexus.
Station sponsor,
The Community File.
Do you have 1 free hour per week and a passion for helping young people? EdConnect Australia's volunteers provide friendship and guidance to students who need a little support to reach their full potential. You can help as a mentor working one-to-one with a student, or as a learning support volunteer to assist in classrooms, breakfast clubs, or a variety of other roles. For further information, please call 9444 8646 or go to www.edconnect.org.au.
Promote your non-profit organisation or community group, and it's free. Head to our website at 897fm.com.au.
Give your business a unique position right here. Go to 897fm.com.au.
This is 897FM News.
National Radio News.
Hello, I'm Laura Devoy. 7 people have been arrested after multiple raids in southwestern Sydney related to the alleged stabbing at a church last week. A 16-year-old boy has been charged with a Commonwealth terrorist offence after allegedly stabbing a bishop at the Christ the Good Shepherd Church in Wakeley last Monday. Police today conducted multiple search warrants across southwestern Sydney. Federal Police Deputy Commissioner National Security Chrissy Barrett says it's believed those arrested, who were all juveniles, were linked to the teenager.
We identified links between the alleged offender and a network of associates and peers who we believe shared a similar violent extremist ideology. The JCTT has acted swiftly to disrupt these individuals, and the investigation remains ongoing.
Police say there is no risk to the community and no connection to Anzac Day or any religious holidays. The New South Wales government is seeking legal advice on the state's bail laws following the domestic violence murder of a woman in the Central West. Daniel Billings has been charged with the murder of 28-year-old Molly Ticehurst in Forbes. It was revealed yesterday he was on bail at the time of Ms. Ticehurst's death, accused of raping, stalking and intimidating her in the months prior. Attorney General Michael Daly is seeking urgent advice to determine whether law reform is required, particularly in relation to domestic violence offences. He says he'll also consult with the Bail Act Monitoring Group.
They will be the body that will look at the circumstances around the granting of bail in relation to this matter. I should also say I'll be inviting the Women's Safety Commissioner, Hannah Tonkin, to sit on the Bail Act Monitoring Group at least for this referral.
And if you need help, you can call the Domestic Violence Hotline 1-800-RESPECT on 1-800-737-732. A federal court judge has granted a further interim injunction ordering social media platform X to hide the video of the church stabbing in Western Sydney last week. The eSafety Commissioner has ordered X to remove the video, but says X only geo-blocked it, meaning while users in Australia won't be able to see the video, it can still be viewed by anyone using a virtual private network. Under the Online Safety Act, the eSafety Commissioner has legal authority to order social media companies to remove content that depicts violent crime. Julie Inman Grant says X could be fined $782,000 per day if it refuses to hide the video. The matter will return to court next month. Indigenous mental health services in the Kimberley region of Western Australia are calling for more long-term funding to ensure support for communities most vulnerable. Georgia Fisher reports.
The Kimberley has one of the highest youth suicide rates in the world and is in desperate need for long-term funding to secure its support. with First Nations communities making up the bulk of the population, appropriate funding for mental health services has taken on urgency. Broome Hospital provides the only continuously running critical mental health treatment facility in the region, and this requires costs for travel as well as isolating Indigenous people from their country. The Kimberley Aboriginal Medical Service says there is lingering uncertainty about the service provision and its longevity.
And in sport, round 7 of the AFL will get underway shortly, with Richmond taking on Melbourne at the MCG.
National Radio News, produced by Charles Sturt University, the Community Radio Network, and supported by the Community Broadcasting Foundation.
This is Night Shift.
The following program may contain coarse language.
Listener discretion is advised.
Change, you filthy animal.
This is the 90s spin with Lynch. Before the internet was a thing. Welcome to the show. If you want to be
my lover. Thank you, John and Stokesy, for Wednesday Drive. It's Lee with you for the 90s spin. And tonight we're having a very special show. We're having a favourites show. And so joining me in the studio tonight is one of my favourites. I have Don Rowe from Shades of Punk joining me for the 90s spin for the first time.
Hello, Lee. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Yeah, I'm really well. So thank you for having me. It's been. I know you came onto my show a couple of weeks back and you returned the favour, so this is going to be a lot of fun.
It is, and you are my first guest to be on the show,
special.
So that is very exciting. So the 90s, tell me quickly, what does the 90s mean to you?
I turned 15 in 1990, and what it meant to me, it was obviously the formative years, so you got that sort of late teens and early 20s in that period, and musically I didn't know much outside of what was played on the radio, honestly. Fairly introverted kid, small friend group, so you didn't get a whole lot of exposures externally, and just really got exposed to radio commercial generally. Started to listen to Triple J a little bit towards the sort of couple of years into the 90s.
Yep.
And I don't know if you guys remember Video Hits.
Oh, I was a rage girl.
Oh, you were a rage
that
girl?
That sounds really bad.
Yeah.
Sounds like I had anger problems, but I was a rage girl on the ABC.
Yeah, I would catch rage a bit as well, but I think Video Hits was probably the one that was on after I'd finished watching Saturday morning cartoons or something.
So. Yes, yeah, it was a bit more poppy. It had a bit of a pop vibe to it, that one did. So we've got a whole bunch of your favourites tonight. So tell me, are they in chronological order of your journey through the 90s or are these just memories that have come along?
Not really, no. I actually thought about flipping a couple of songs because the first one we're playing is right at the end of the decade and like the second last one we're playing is right at the beginning. But I thought, put them where there might be a bit of a journey there. I think it's subconscious, though. It's probably subconscious if there's a sort of an association. There was some effort to try and not put any punk in here at all, which obviously I was listening to through the 90s, but I wanted to make sure that we covered the stuff that you won't hear on a Thursday night anyway. And, there's all sorts of guys like Guns N' Roses, like any of the punk stuff I talked about, Metallica, Alice in Chains, Garbage. There's a whole bunch of guys that have just had to be cut for time.
If only we had more than 2 hours
worth
of 90s. But I can imagine, and I've had a bit of a look through, but I've tried not to give myself any spoilers.
Less
bubblegum pop. This is all Don's flavours tonight.
I thought about you while I was putting it together, so there's a little bit of consideration for you in there as well.
Oh, you're so kind. Thank you. You can come again. That's great.
Thanks.
So first up we have Moby. So tell us a bit about Moby before we hit play and get started on the 90s spin.
Yeah, it's a really big one on Porcelain. I think most people have probably heard that one. I don't really know what it is about this song, but it just screams 90s at me, which is really weird because it was, as I said earlier, it was released like May 1999 and it didn't actually appear on, that was on his album and it didn't appear as a single until into the 2000s. So it's not even part of our 90s soundtrack. So
that's okay. You can sneak them in. You can play with the rules
a little bit
on this show.
It's not on the album. It's on the album.
Not too strict.
But it's a beautiful song. I remember hearing it in the beach with Leonardo DiCaprio, probably a year or two after 2000.
Great movie.
And it just really feels nostalgic to me, so I think it's a good way to open the show.
Excellent. Well, that's what we like on the 90s spin, a bit of 90s nostalgia. So without further ado, here Here's some Moby for you. You're listening to 89.7 FM with Lee and Don on the 90 Spin. On 7FM, it's the 90 Spin with Lee and joined by Don tonight and starting the show with Moby Porcelain. And we've got a song coming up shortly by REM, and I loved your reflections about REM as a band, so maybe you can tell the 90 Spin listeners about that.
Yeah, okay. I think it was about 92. I was in high school, and really the first song I really knew from REM was Everybody Hurts. I think that's from Automatic for the People, so that'll be in like their third album, maybe.
That's about right, yep.
And I was just quipping to this other student who was a big fan that REM's what you listen to when you're depressed, because I figure Everybody Hurts. It's all just depressive, horrible music. And then he just countered with like, they sung Shiny Happy People. And I'm like, yeah, well, I got nothing to say to that. It's a pretty good comeback. So yeah, I was discovering electronic stuff at the time. It was more still pop than alternative, but it made me look further into REM. And this is one of my favourites of theirs. The song's called Night Swimming, and Porcelain's a pretty chill track, and so is this one. It's not going to stay that way, but we may as well take it while
Let's
we can get it.
Let's ease people into your favourites that you've got.
Yep.
Yeah, I love that. REM, it's music for depressed people. And the 90s was a funny time. You couldn't Google lyrics to get a deeper understanding of songs or anything like that.
You needed a CD slip, didn't you?
You did, and sometimes they'd handwrite them and you couldn't read them. I know I had a few troubles along the way, but yeah, the 90s. We love the 90s, and so without any further reflections, let's jump into some REM on the 90s spin on 89.7 FM.
Thank you. The City of Joondalup's Customer Service Centre make it easy for you to pay your rates, dog registration and infringement notices, plus receive information on other city services. The centre is located at Joondalup and is open during business hours Monday to Friday.
Pentanet is building a world-first gigabit internet network, and they need your help to make it a reality. Join Operation Nexus to do your gigabit and save your community from ordinary internet. Register for free at pentanet.com.au/nexus.
Station sponsor.
You're listening to People Powered Radio, proudly supported by the Community Broadcasting Foundation. The Community Broadcasting Foundation resources community-owned and operated media stations just like this one that connect people and tell vital, local stories so that we all enjoy a more vibrant, inclusive Australian culture and healthy democracy. Find out more about our work at cbf.com.au.
Drag you there.
89.7 FM. You are listening to the 90s Spin, and that was a big one that featured on The Matrix and also in the Gran Turismo video game. I've got a 90s Spin confession, Don. I've never watched that movie, and I've never played that game.
Yeah, I know. You know that thing where people go, oh, my God, I can't believe you haven't watched that movie. Yeah, I try not to do that. I just go, okay, maybe it's not your thing, but, yeah, the first one's well worth it. The other two, up to you, I guess. The sequels aren't that great. But I love that track. Dragula, I picked up off of a – I actually heard of White Zombie first at a friend's house and then realized when Rob Zombie was doing his solo stuff, I picked up that album. And this one, it was kind of like, this is what Metallica might sound like if it was a new metal band. And I'm like – it's pretty cool. And then they remixed it, put it on a great film, put it in a great video game.
And you taught me something new today because I've never heard that term, nu metal. I just thought metal was metal and I thought it was quite noisy music. But yeah, you've taught me something new.
One of the ugliest, most short-lived, hated within the industry but loved by the public genres of music there ever was, I think. But we'll get there. We'll play some of that stuff too.
We will. It's on the list, I'm sure. But what have we got next? What's coming up next on your favourites?
I know you play a fair bit of 90s dance stuff on the show too, which I quite enjoy. I went through that sort of Ace of Base and Two Unlimited and
yes,
bands like that.
They're 90s bangers. They fall into that
absolutely.
Category.
But my dance tastes kind of diverge a little bit into more of the sort of trance and dance rave type genres, particularly sort of mid-90s onwards. So we've got one that everyone knows coming up next. It's by Underworld. It's called Born Slippy, which was featured on the Trainspotting soundtrack. So that's just a definitive 90s track. It was everywhere at the time. And I've got a band called Binary Finery coming up. The song's called 1998, and it's a remix of that original. But what's really cool about Binary Finery is they used this same track for like half a decade and remixed it year to year and changed it so that it was representative of how the dance scene and the dance music that was being played at the time was being played as well.
Right, so evolved.
Yeah, yeah. So it was like, this is our signature song and this is what 1998 sounds like, this is what 1999 sounds like, and they did that for, yeah, like I say, about half a decade. And I thought that was a really cool idea.
That is very cool.
And it's also a great track, so check out these two.
Excellent. Well, let's hit play and let's jump into some more of Don's favourites. Joining me tonight on the 90s Spin on 89.7 FM.
Boy, your head can't.
89.7 FM. You're listening to the 90 Spin with Lee and special guest tonight, Don. Put the glow sticks away, everybody, and let's have a chat about some more music. And also tonight, I must say, you and I have been given a very special mission, Don, and that song set the scene for the special mission, which is announcing shortly the winner of this month's Grazi Gift Basket, thanks to station sponsor Grazi Gift Basket. So stay tuned for that one and stay tuned for more of Don's favourites.
Oh, thanks. When you were on my show the week before last, you brought a couple of covers in, some punk covers.
I did. That was cheeky.
It was a little bit cheeky, but it was a bit inspirational too. So I've actually incorporated, take one step back and say, I've spent the year on the punk show trying to find new stuff. So that's part of the reason I was avoiding covers. I was trying to find original music. With that in hand now, I've always loved covers. And there's some really, really good ones, particularly on YouTube, that you can find all over the place now. There's a guy named Leo Maraccioli, if I get that right, who does metal covers of all sorts of pop songs.
Like that.
Yeah, it's very cool. And anybody that listens to the radio regularly probably knows about Triple J and their Like a Virgin segment on Friday mornings, which is when they bring a band in to do an original and then they do a cover as well. So I've got a 90s track here for you, and I've ripped that out of Triple J's playlist. So don't worry, you don't need to listen to the radio station. You can check it all out on YouTube while you're listening to 89.7 FM. But I've got a song by Massive Attack called Teardrop. It's one of their huge singles.
Ooh, okay, I'm excited to hear this.
Have you not heard this one? No,
I haven't.
It came off an album called Mezzanine, and all of their albums are charted pretty well, but this one was their third one, I think, and it was the first one to reach number one anywhere. It was all over international billboards, but hardly got noticed at all in the US.
Oh, wow, okay.
It's also the theme tune from the first season of House MD in the US as well, Hugh Laurie show.
Yes.
So, so funny that it didn't make too many sort of public waves when it was released, but ends up on a TV show anyway.
Those medical dramas, though, they bring out some great music. Like, I remember learning about The Fray from Grey's Anatomy.
Yeah.
Maybe there's something in common there. Medical dramas bring out the nice emotional music, big tracks.
Yes. I don't know, but maybe Scrubs is great for songs like that as well. Yes. Not quite a medical drama, but yeah, there's heaps of good music on that one. But this one is, Teardrop is a cover. It's a Massive Attack song, and this one is a cover by Aurora that she did for Triple J's Like a Virgin, and it's just really beautifully done. So I hope you enjoy this one as well.
Alrighty. So this is, you said it was their third album?
I think so. Mezzanine's their third album.
And went to number one. Third time's a charm, third time lucky. And let's hear a little bit from Aurora. You're listening to the 90 Spin on 89.7 FM. You're listening to the 90 Spin on 89.7 FM, and Don is with me tonight. We're playing some of his 90s favourites.
Hello.
Yes, that is a really good song. That's one of the ones I was just saying to you that I know the tune and the lyrics,
mm-hmm.
but I never knew what it was called, and it gave me vibes of an underground wine bar, lots of low lighting, black and red themes, and you said
leather armchairs and couches in the corner and low tables that you have to sit like a foot off the floor to actually put your drink on. Yeah.
Yeah, some sort of like 50 Shades of Grey vibes, let alone Shades of Punk. That was Shades of Grey. Yeah.
All right.
Next song. What have you got?
I remember hearing stories about Ben Lee being like the next big thing for Australian singer-songwriters, and I heard him on Triple J, I think when the first single from this album came out. The album's called Breathing Tornadoes. It's not his first one. I forget which one it is, maybe second or third. But Cigarettes Will Kill You was all over the airwaves at the time. And he's been producing music pretty consistently for like 30 years now, but I feel like he just kind of sprang up out of nowhere and then dropped off the public radar a few songs later. He did there's a couple of singles that he released mid-noughties-ish that kind of hit the charts a little bit as well, but this is one of those ones that just got heaps of airplay at parties and stuff that I was attending in the 90s. It's the second single off that same album. This one's called Nothing Much Happens.
Excellent, excellent. And Cigarettes Will Kill You. Maybe Ben Lee was doing a few little public service announcements
in the
title of his album. So we've got some Ben Lee for you on the 90s spin just around the corner after the break.
Have you ever wanted to look at the stars up close? Well, now you can. Station sponsor the Gravity Discovery Centre will open a whole new world of amazement for you. Located north of Perth, just off Indian Ocean Drive, the Gravity Discovery Centre has something for everyone, with a great range of attractions. Climb the Leaning Tower, explore the Cosmology Gallery, get up close in the Biodiversity Gallery, and take in the marvels of the Milky Way at the Observatory. For more information, bookings and tickets, go to gravitycentre.com.au.
The City of Wanneroo, corporate sponsor, proudly supporting 89.7 FM.
Make sure you check out the City of Wanneroo's Beach to Bush Arts Festival, which kicks off on the 27th of May. Activating local spaces from Two Rocks to Garraween, this engaging festival will feature a smorgasbord of art, including performances, photography and craft. To find out what's on near you and other free events, head to wanneroo.wa.gov.au/feature-events.
Proudly brought to you by 89.7 FM.
It is possible to stop using drugs.
We can help.
Call Narcotics Anonymous, 1300 652 820.
Or look us up on the web, na.org.au.
Nothing happens, but a lot goes on. A lot goes on, but nothing.
89.7 FM. You're listening to The 90 Spin with Lee and Don, sharing some of his favourites tonight. Mm-hmm. And the next one, I think you've got some quite personal memories attached to this one. And that's what I love about music is it can just take you back to a time in your life. You hear a couple of chords, a little bit of a hook, and you're right back there.
Yeah, so, I don't know that necessarily want to be right back there with this one, but it's from a great album. We've got a song from The Shaman, British rave dance outfit. I think it's probably their biggest single. I know we heard it here in Australia. It's called Ebenezer Good, but it's off an album called Boss Drum, and that one's got a really special place in my heart because my mum was diagnosed terminally ill with stomach cancer in 93, and we trekked back to the UK for 3 months so she and my dad could spend some time with all the family there. My immediate family was the only family in Australia. Everyone else is back in the UK. So she died while we were there, and Boss Drum was like this one album that I had with me. I had another compilation tape of some songs that I was listening to, but this one just got played over and over and over in that where you just needed to get away and stop talking to people and just have a moment to yourself.
Yeah.
So Ebenezer Good's a great song. I've got the radio edit here. It's not the album version, but it's not my favourite track from the album, but I'll have to stop talking because I'm now going to say that I'm playing this one so we can save some time. So let's get it on and we'll move on.
I have one question for you.
Yeah, sure.
Did you play this on a Discman, which is a great little 90s memory, trying not to jiggle it so it skips a little bit?
My original copy was on cassette.
Oh, wow.
I had a cassette Walkman.
Yeah, they were good. I had one of those too.
Yeah.
Yep.
Now I'm real old.
We can be real old together. We are of the same vintage. Here's some more of Don's favourites on the 90 Spin on 89.7.
Naughty, naughty, very naughty.
And he goes by the name of Ebenezer Good. His friends call him Easer and he is the main geezer. And he vibe up the place like no other man could. He's refined, he's sublime, he makes you feel fine. They're very much maligned and misunderstood. But if you know Easer, he's a real crowd pleaser. He's ever so good, he's Ebenezer Good. You see that he's mischievous, mysterious and devious. When he circulates amongst the people in the place, once you know he's fun and something of a genius. He gives a grin that goes around face to face to face. Backwards and then forwards and then backwards. Easer is a geezer, he loves to muscle in. That's about the time the crowd has shouted the name of Easer. He's crouched in the corner laughing by the bass bin.
89.7 FM. You're listening to the 90s Spin, a different 90s Spin tonight because I've got Don with me and he's playing his 90s favourites. Are you enjoying your time on the 90s Spin?
Oh, this is awesome. It's so much fun. Obviously, I'm normally playing punk on the station Thursday nights, 8 till 10, Shades of Punk. Join me tomorrow. but yeah, this is really cool. As I said earlier at the show, I deliberately tried to avoid all the punk stuff and have a look at the different stuff we're playing. And we've had conversations before about how difficult it is to kind of sum up your life in a music in a decade and make it feel meaningful and as though it's recollective, is that a word, of the time you spent over the years.
I think you've done well. I don't know that I could sum up my life in 25 songs.
I didn't. I summed it up at about 40 and then just brutally thrashed it down to 25.
We've been talking a lot about sequels across Monday Drive and a little bit on the 90s Spin as well. The sequels are never as good is what I say, but I reckon you could do maybe the sequel one time.
Part two?
And break the rule, make part two as good as tonight.
Yeah, okay.
Challenge we'll see how we're going then. But what have you got next for us? We're ploughing through these memories.
Yes. I can't remember actually not ever loving Foo Fighters. I would listen to a bit of Nirvana. In fact, Nirvana's Nevermind and Metallica's Black Album, their self-titled, were both released in 91. And those two albums were pretty much the catalyst for me going, okay, there's heaps of different music out there. Let's find some other stuff. So Foo Fighters obviously came out of Nirvana with Dave Grohl on drums for Nirvana and then setting up his own band after Kurt Cobain unfortunately passed away. But this is some of their early stuff, I believe. I've got Monkey Wrench. It's really a good fun track and spent a lot of time on our house party playlists.
If you are having a house party tonight, 90s style, on your hump day before the public holiday tomorrow, you might enjoy a little bit of Foo Fighters. You're listening to 89.7 FM.
Another night.
89.7 FM. You are listening to the 90s Spin with Lee, and special guest tonight, Don, sharing his 90s favourites with everybody. And I am having so much fun hearing a bit more about your life, hearing a bit more about the tunes that you're into.
Yeah, I mean, one of the most prodigious Australian bands, I think, is up next. It's a band, Silverchair. Daniel Johns is the vocalist and guitarist for the band. I think everyone knows him as he diverged out to his solo career and stuff after these guys broke up. But their first album, Frog Stomp, was the first one that I actually ever remember chomping at the bit for its release. I heard Tomorrow on the radio as a lead single. They released Pure Massacre as their second single. But that was all. That was about 6 months between Tomorrow's release and the actual album release.
Oh, okay.
And I'm like, come on, give me the album, give me the album. I was a big anime fan in the 90s as well. Their third single, Israel's Son, is on the English dub of the Street Fighter II animated movie, which is a really cool film and a very, very cool soundtrack. I recommend checking that out. But please don't at me with the subs versus dubs thing. I've watched both versions. And yeah, we do plenty of stuff with subtitles. I'm not a particularly dubby kind of guy. But anyway, sidetracked.
You've got to be in a reading mood as well as a watching mood to watch a subtitled movie.
Yeah, yeah, that's true. And have you been watching Shogun, the new show on Netflix?
No,
have you seen it?
I haven't.
Really, really good. An English sailor who gets caught up in the... not actually super familiar with the historical period, but he ends up in Japan while the Portuguese are starting to make their way in there and introduce Christianity to the Japanese. Very, very cool show, worth checking out. Anyway,
we've stepped into 2024, back to the 90s, dog.
We were talking about Tomorrow. That's what Silverchair's all about, right?
Yes.
Okay. Yes, so first absolutely. Single from their Frog Stomp album, Silverchair's Tomorrow, released and reached number one when all of the band were like 15 years old.
Babies mm-hmm. of the 90s. Yeah. Excellent. Well, we've got some Silverchair for you just around the corner on the 90 Spin on 89.7 FM.
Station sponsor.
The need for vital resources continues to rise. Meanwhile, the climate is warming and regions are becoming drier. We need new ways to support our increasing population while also conserving our rich biodiversity. Any ideas?
Every single day, science graduates face situations that go beyond theory. That's why we teach our students to be creative thinkers, because creative thinking can be your superpower. ECU, creative thinkers made here. Search ECU and apply now.
The Community File.
Just an hour a week can make a difference in a young person's life. Become an EdConnect volunteer and work with students to support their academic potential and emotional well-being in school and in life. EdConnect values connection within the community, and when you become a volunteer, you become part of the EdConnect family, working together to help students thrive. For further information, please call 944-8646 or go to their website at www.edconnectaustralia.org.au.
Proudly brought to you by 89.7 FM.
Hey, this is Joel from Eskimo Joe for RAD, recording artists, actors and athletes against drink driving. On tour, we love seeing punters at a gig having a great time. And because we play a lot of pubs, that usually involves a lot of drinks. What we'd hate to see is one of our fans trying to drive home after they'd been drinking. So before you go to a gig, plan ahead, share a taxi or arrange a designated driver who won't drink. The life you save might be your own.
RAD, RAD.org.au.
The following program may contain coarse language.
Listener discretion is advised.
The only way
A bit of Silver Chair on the 90 spin on 89.7 FM. It's Lee with you, and I'm joined by Don tonight from Shades of Punk, which is on tomorrow night, so make sure you tune in. And he's sharing his 90s favourites, just like a box of chocolates. You don't know what you're going to get next.
You're going to get no Forrest Gump soundtrack, but I think if I say melancholy and the infinite sadness, I think anybody who's listening to grunge in the 90s knows what that means. It's one of the era-defining albums, the Smashing Pumpkins one. Hugely successful, actually. I don't know if anybody's familiar with Metacritic, but it's an aggregator for critics and
I have heard of that.
Reviews, yeah. Yes. And from 14 critical reviews, it's sitting at 88% on Metacritic, which is insane, and 89 from the user reviews as well. So it's a really, really good album. Bullet with Butterfly Wings, 1979, Tonight, all big hits. But one that didn't get much airplay here in Australia was Zero, which is actually my favourite song off the album. Hit the Triple J Hottest 100, but didn't touch the ARIA charts at all.
Oh, strange.
Really weird, yeah. But yeah, this one also makes me think of The Simpsons. I think it was some point in about season 7, I think there was a episode where Smashing Pumpkins featured, and I've got a quote here as well. Homer Simpson says to Billy Corgan, he says, "My kids think you're the greatest, and thanks to your gloomy music, they've finally stopped dreaming of a future that I can't possibly provide," which I think is a great line.
I think that's super interesting. Like the ARIA chart, I use it very much so to plan my shows out, but it is not the one and only voice on pop culture, is it? I think The Simpsons holds that title.
Yeah, Simpsons definitely pop culture icons, and always predicting the future if you keep your eye on the internet.
Yes, absolutely. I should probably start tuning in, see what's going to happen next in this crazy world.
Find out what's going to happen in 2030. That'd be great.
Excellent. Well, let's have a bit of a listen to the Smashing Pumpkins, their song Zero, which apparently had very zero or little airplay in Australia. So you're going to hear it from the archives here on the 90 spin on 89.7 FM.
And cleanliness is godliness, and God is empty, just like me. Yeah.
89.7 FM. You're listening to The 90 Spin. It's Lee here, and I've got Don with me as well. We're diving into his favourites from this era that is the 90s, but before we go any further, the secret mission has happened, and we have a special announcement to make. And if you are a member at 89.7 FM, if you spend a very small $35, you could become a listener member and go into the monthly prize draw to win a Grazi gift basket. They are my favourite gift basket company. They've got all the goodies in there. They are absolutely worth it for a gift for a special somebody. So the winner of this month's gift basket was Ben, and we have got a little clip to play for you as we try to get in touch with Ben Connors and give him the very good news. That is up next for you on the 90 Spin. Hello, Ben. It's Lee calling from the 90 Spin on 89.7 FM. I'm calling you with an exciting announcement and news that you have won this month's Grazi gift basket. Thank you to our sponsors at Grazi Gift Baskets, who do fantastic arrangements for all occasions with plenty of goodies in them. And Ben, you will be the proud owner of one. Someone from the station will get in touch with you to organise all the details for you to pick it up. Congratulations. Thank you for being a member. And have a great week with some goodies on the way to you. Thanks, Ben. See ya. Bye. Yes, well done, Ben. And I hope that you enjoy the sauces, the spices, the chips, the chocolates, whatever is in there. Maybe drop off a little thank you to us here at the 90 Spin for being the ones to break that good news to you. I don't know. But also, thank you very much to station sponsors, Grazi Gift Baskets. And now, Don, we have got some more 90s favourites.
We've had a couple of guitar-driven stuff, a bit of grunge and some rocky stuff there. So there's a Melbourne producer called Christopher Dolan who goes by the name of Quench when he's producing music. And this is a huge trance track. Goes back to about 93. Charted top 10 in France, it charted in the UK, nominated for Best Dance Release at the 93 Arias, and was re-released on a Quench Best Of album in 2003, and actually featured the night that I went to a nightclub called Rise in James Street, which I think is shut down now.
Rise, that brings back some memories.
Yeah, so in 2003 I had my Bucks night there, and this one was a huge track of that, and it always reminds me of my Bucks night there. I've got a radio edit for you here to keep it short, but this one's called Dreams by Quench.
Excellent. Bucks night. I bet you quenched your thirst with lots of 90s drinks, maybe a shaker of illusions or two. Excellent. Well, let's go. Let's listen to this one for you. Thank you, Don, for bringing some great tracks in.
You're very welcome. Thanks for having me.
You are listening to the 90s Spin on 89.7 FM.
dreams.
Give your business a unique position right here. For more information on how 89.7FM can grow your business, go to 89.7fm.com.au.
Pentanet is building a world-first gigabit internet network, and they need you to make it a reality. Join Operation Nexus to do your gigabit and save Perth from ordinary internet. Register for free at pentanet.com.au/nexus.
Station sponsor.
LOL.
OMG.
BRB.
You know what these mean, but what does this mean? KHL! To Tom, it means he doesn't feel alone anymore. To Lily, it means she's alive and happy today. Whatever you're going through, if you're aged 5 to 25, KHL means you don't have to go through it alone. Contact KHL. Call 1800 55 1800 or visit kidshelp.com.au. Kids Helpline. We're there for you.
89.7 FM. You're listening to the 90 Spin with Lee and special guest tonight, Don. And we started slow, but you did promise the people that we would wake them up a little bit, and yeah, here we have done that.
Yep. I don't listen to punk and not other stuff as well. That's the first of a couple of... I mentioned new metal earlier on the show. I think Rage Against the Machine are kind of considered new metal in some respects. A bit more diverse than that, but that's a really fun track. And I really love the way that Tom Morello uses the guitar there to sort of recreate the record scratch. It's a very cool track.
He did it well. That was, I felt that in my back teeth.
Yeah. You got fillings in there? Or?
Yes, we've all heard. If you listen to my Monday Drive, you all heard about my trip to the dentist. We don't need to do that again.
Recovering from that one.
You've triggered me. So let's quickly move away from the dentist talk and have a chat about Spiderbait.
Yeah, big, a lovely Australian band. I love Spiderbait. There's probably half a dozen songs I could have chosen for Spiderbait, but I had you in mind with this one because I know you're sort of, you like your poppy stuff. So I tried to grab the poppiest Spiderbait song I could find. It's off their fourth album called Grand Slam, and we're kind of pushing the boundaries a little bit there too. So some was released in April 99 and as a single in January of 2000. So it's still inside the 10 years, I reckon. So we'll give that one a spin. It's called Glockenpop. And if you haven't heard it before, then I'm looking forward to seeing your reaction.
I haven't heard it before. So I'm going to hit play and you can get my reaction to this one on the 90s spin on 89.7 FM. This is the 90 Spin on 89.7 FM. It's Lee with you, and I'm joined by Don tonight from Shades of Punk. He's sharing his 90s favourites with me. And this next one, I think you told me that it's from a driving simulator. I've got a 90s spin confession. That's I don't have my driver's license. I'm no good on the actual roads. Even worse at a driving simulator. So tell me about this song.
It's the Cardigans song. It's called My Favourite Game. But this one is a remix that was done by Faithless. Some people might know him from God Is a DJ is probably his biggest single that he's done. It's appeared in the intro for Gran Turismo, the driving simulator. I was playing that a lot as a teen, early 20s kind of person. And it actually, it's a really good soundtrack all up and probably introduced me to a few bands, but this one just takes me right back. Like you've spoken about being able to see album covers when you hear songs and stuff. This one, I can visualise the intro to this game and watch the cars drive around the track. It's really cool.
I think that's a really great evolution of video games, actually, that they have soundtracks, because probably my biggest time in gaming was when they were just a little MIDI track, just a little bit. But now they're like full-on interactive movies with the soundtrack as well. So let's check it out, The Cardigans, on 89.7 FM. Plowing through Don's favourites tonight on 89.7 FM. He's joining me. He's taken a little step into the 90s with me tonight. He's normally found on Shades of Punk, which is tomorrow night, but tonight he's here with all of his favourites.
I got some great 90s stuff on Shades of Punk too, but we try and find some new stuff from time to time as well. This has been really fun. I said earlier that it was quite difficult finding a bunch of tracks to to sort of represent a decade of your life in music. But yeah, this has been a really fantastic endeavor.
What stage of life are we up to now with this next track being from Korn?
It's the last of the nu metal stuff that I've got tonight. Korn were nu metal pioneers, actually. It was like a really short-lived genre of music. So about 94 was Korn's first album, and that's kind of considered about the start of nu metal. There was maybe one or two other bands that had some stuff internationally, but in terms of sort of real mainstream appeal, that's where it was. And this one's from their Follow the Leader album, which was the next one. It was number one in the US, Canada, Australia, New Zealand, top five in the UK, France, Norway, Finland, top 10 in Austria, Hungary and the Netherlands. It was just all over the place. It's a huge, huge album for them. And it was top 50 in Australia and top 100 in USA and Canada for the year end album charts as well.
Oh, wow.
So really, really big. This one is called Freak on a Leash. Anybody who's listened to the singles will know it. And thankfully, not one that we need to put a language warning up for. I've checked the lyrics. But a little bit heavier than the last couple of tracks.
I tell you what, there's a few bands that used to sort of strike fear into my bubblegum pop heart in high school. Korn, Slipknot, Sepultura, Metallica, and Marilyn Manson are my top five. I'm going to probably burn in hell if I listen to those, but I'm over those feelings now. I'm not concerned that the studio is going to go up in flames or anything like that. So let's tune in.
We've got some great Jonathan Davis vocal work in here as well.
Alrighty. So get ready, people. We've got some Korn for you, probably for the first time on the 90 Spin on 89.7 FM.
Takes a part of me, something lost and never seen. Every time I start to believe, something's raped and taken from me, from me. Life's gotta always be messing with me. Can't it chill and let me be free? Can't I take away I can't taste. Sometimes I
89.7 FM. It's Lee and Don with you on the 90s spin. And coming up next, we've got some messages from our amazing sponsors. So the oldies, if you're listening, you've got some time to adjust your hearing aids after a corn.
Sorry about that, folks.
Yeah, sorry about that. But wakey, wakey, you can have a late night now. You're all jazzed up. And you can have a sleep in tomorrow for the long weekend. So after the break, what have we got, Don?
I'll come back to Australia after the break. Go some Regurgitator all over Triple J in the 90s, so we'll check out some of their stuff.
Oh, lovely. Excellent. I love that you've honoured some of our Australian artists here on the 90s spin tonight. That's good, because we do that on a normal week as well. So hope you're enjoying your night tonight with a little bit of a different flavour of 90s. I'm enjoying it. It's good to try something different and learn something new. Keep yourself alive and living. So you're listening to 89.7 FM with Don and Lee on the 90s spin.
Stay in the loop with what's happening in your community. Visit station sponsor City of Joondalup's website at joondalup.wa.gov.au and subscribe to an e-newsletter. You'll find everything you need to know about community, events, updates and job vacancies. Register today for this free service.
Have you ever wanted to look at the stars up close? Well, now you can. Station sponsor the Gravity Discovery Centre will open a whole new world of amazement for you. Located north of Perth, just off Indian Ocean Drive, the Gravity Discovery Centre has something for everyone, with a great range of attractions. Climb the Leaning Tower, explore the Cosmology Gallery, get up close in the Biodiversity Gallery, and take in the marvels of the Milky Way at the Observatory. For more information, bookings and tickets, go to gravitycentre.com.au.
Pentanet is building a world-first gigabit internet network, and they need your help to make it a reality. Join Operation Nexus to do your gigabit and save your community from ordinary internet. Register for free at pentanet.com.au/nexus.
Station sponsor.
Just like that, I was back in first year uni doing my arts degree, walking around with corduroy pants on because I think they were in fashion in 1998. The Regurgitator. I like your old stuff better than your new stuff. Not what I would say to my corduroy pants.
No, but seems pretty on brand for the show. I thought that was the best track off the album for this show. Units, massive album, one of my favourites. And again, another half a dozen tracks I could have easily brought in and played here tonight.
That's a goodie. That one made me smile because, yes, I had... Yeah, those personal nostalgia attached to it. A lot of this other stuff I've never listened to. So I think it's really good to challenge yourself to listen to different stuff that's not normally your cup of tea.
Yep.
So it's all good. And next up, we've got The Prodigy. They are some that I was a little bit scared of. They were maybe my sixth favourite.
Kind of challenging as well.
Yeah, a little bit scary, that one. But that's okay. Tell us about The Prodigy.
I mean, technically, in terms of genre, they're all over the place. They don't like being labelled, and I don't think you can, but they kind of got boxed in with big beat bands like Chemical Brothers, Crystal Method, Fatboy Slim, Basement Jacks, those kind of guys.
Yes.
Some of them a bit later than the 90s, but that's the same similar sort of music. And they just, I just feel like they did everything just that little bit more creatively. And some of the samples they're using just so iconic. I bet if I just said three sword swishes and then clashing blades, you'd know which Prodigy song I was talking about because you played it last week as well.
I was going to say, I only know one, and that is Firestarter. Yeah, so. Yeah.
So they could use that sample in Firestarter. And I probably would have played that tonight if you hadn't played it last week.
Yeah.
But with that in mind, I went back to their previous album. Fat of the Land was their huge commercial hit, but Music for the Jilted Generation is where I found them. And this one is a great track sampling all sorts of cool stuff. And I just love the way they put it together and make it sound much more instrumental than you would think from just like sound effects. So this one's called Their Law. It features a band called Pop Will Eat Itself. And you'll probably get the warning anyway, but this one's got some language in it. So if we've still got the little kids listening around, probably worth...
That's it.
Blocking some ears or turning it down.
That's it. We want the kids to learn about 90s music, but we don't want them to learn the naughty words if they don't know them already. Let's have a listen to The Prodigy right here on The 90s Spin with Lee and Don tonight on 89.7
FM. Naughty words are coming. Language warning.
What we're dealing with here is a total lack of respect for the law. I'm gonna go
7 FM. You're listening to the 90 Spin with Lee and Don, and that was The Prodigy. And I have mentioned on my show before that I grew up in a super Christian household. And so in that kind of community, there were stages where people sort of heard from the church or whatever, like secular music is bad, don't listen to it, it's of the devil. And so heaps of us went through a stage where we threw out our CDs. And I had a very dear friend of mine whose Prodigy CD was the first one to go.
Oh, no.
Sacrilege.
But it's talking about social justice and and trying to be let people do the thing that they're free to do and stuff. It's
the irony is great. Oh, it's been so fun having you on the show tonight, Don, and learning a little bit more about the music that's influenced you throughout your lifetime and just getting a snapshot of your life in 25, 24
songs. Yeah, it's been so much fun. Thanks for having me.
That's okay. That's all right. So we've got Dave. He's up next. It is, I feel like, the token female in the boys club tonight. Oh, that's a bit of a special title. I don't get to have that very often. Dave is up next with One Step Beyond, and you can also check out his show on a Tuesday night from which is called Half a World Away. You can hear from me again on Monday Drive 3 till 6. So we're all coming back, Don, tomorrow night as well, Shades of Punk. So if you like us, tune in again. And I think Don has got one last favourite for you tonight. So thanks for listening to the 90 Spin. And I'm going to leave it with Don to say his goodbyes and play one last little chocolate gem.
Thank you. Our Shades of Punk is all about finding new music as well. So hopefully some regular listeners to your show may have found something that might have passed them by in the 90s and sparked some interest. So hopefully that was the case. But I mentioned Nirvana at the top of the show, or near the top of the show. I was listening to them, but we haven't heard anything from them yet, and I wanted to find something, a covery that's appropriate. I really love this cover. It's probably one of the favourite ones I've ever heard on Triple J's like a version. It's by Hermitude, and it features an artist called Jaguar Johns. Heart-Shaped Box is off their In Utero album, and these guys did a fantastic job making it their own. It's the best part about covers is just listening to people turn it into their own style of music.
Put their own stamp on it.
Yeah, absolutely. So I'm going to leave you with that one. Thank you very much for having me, Lee, and I hope the listeners enjoyed a bit of a change. So here it is, Hermitude and Heart-Shaped Box, 89.7 FM.
Excellent. Good night from the 90 Spin, and you are listening indeed to 89.7 FM.
Advice.